This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon around the Umpqua Valley. We cover all kinds of things. In this time of year, there are a lot of things happening in the world of entertainment, theater, and more. We're going to talk theater today in two segments. We're going to talk about Umpqua Actors Community Theater in our second segment, but we start off with Professor Bart McHenry from Umpqua Community College and a cast of at least three other people who have come in this afternoon. Professor, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
So,
we're excited.
A lot of times in the academic world, people take breaks in the summer, but obviously that's not you.
No, we're having too much fun to stop. We are putting on Spamalot this summer. It's opening on July 16th, and it's one weekend only. That's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every night at 7:30 in the shade of the buildings in the center of campus in the amphitheater. Spamalot is such a fun show. I've been having a great time with the 25 students in it. They are just laughing nonstop.
So Spamalot, to talk about, where did it come from?
Well, of course, there was the Monty Python group over in England that created these silly things, and including the movies. And then they put these movies together to make a musical, which actually won the Tony Award in New York City for Best Musical a few years back. And it is such a great musical to have for the community. It's very family-friendly. We actually have a dozen students from the Montessori on campus in the show. So everybody should feel comfortable coming out. The kids get in free. General admission is $15, and 65 and older get in for $10. And we're selling food, and we're just having a great time. So come and have a burger cooked by the Veterans Club, and have a cookie, have a soda, and have some wine from our Wine Institute, and enjoy a nice summer evening. But again, we're worried because it's only one weekend only. You're going to hear that it's really great, and you're going to want to come the second weekend, but it's just one weekend only, the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th of July.
Now, this is tied to Monty Python and the Holy Grail, right?
It is. It's King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table going to look for the Holy Grail. And as a matter of fact, I have the Lady of the Lake here with us right now. Abigail Rogers Brown, a student at UCC, is playing the Lady of the Lake, and she is just doing an outstanding job. She's worth the price of admission all by herself.
So why don't you get up to the microphone there and tell us how many productions have you been in before?
Oh, none. This is my first one.
So what made you get signed up?
Well, I took a lovely little class with Bart McHenry last year. Mm-hmm. That was American Film History. And he told me that he was the professor of theater. So with a little pushing of being like, please take my acting class, I said, okay. So I finally took his acting class.
And she's a natural.
And I'm a natural.
And then
something.
She started to sing, and I'm like, we are good to go with Spamalot. Because this lady can sing.
Had you done any theater or music like in high school?
No, I did band in high school. But that's it.
So what instrument?
I played clarinet. I was not that good. So.
And I'm guessing there are no clarinets in this show.
No, I don't need any people playing clarinet. But that's the wonderful thing about this show is just the enthusiasm of 25 college students and all the talent that is there. And I think the funniness of the show brings out all that talent.
What have you learned doing this so far?
Oh, I've learned a lot. a lot of it.
How to sing.
I've learned how to sing because mm-hmm. I didn't sing before this. Time management, because I'm also the student producer of this show.
Yes.
And there's a lot to do for a production that
I did not
know. A
lot to do when you're producing a musical.
And what's, do you have a particular kind of angle at UCC that you're studying?
No, I just went for my Associate of Arts. I graduated last weekend.
Yay!
And so I'm transferring to SOU next year. And we're thinking about what I'm going to major in.
I think she'd be a great theater major. And she's done such a great job producing this show. And she did have help from our two student directors that are here. I want to introduce you to Matthew Sullivan and Beth Sanderlin. Who's up first here to the microphone? Okay, Matthew. Matthew not only is a student director, but he's also in the show. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. So in the show, I am playing Sir Robin, the not-so-brave, as well as I'm helping direct. I've been doing a lot of stuff directing scenes and kind of helping, you know, get people on character and working on scenes and whatnot, as well as, you know, taking a huge step in my own role. This is my first production in quite a few years, actually, that I've been in.
And where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school at South Umpqua about 8 years ago.
So you're one of those that decided to go to college later.
I started my first year at U of O, and then I took what I would call a very extended gap year after that to kind of figure some things out. And I'm finally back. It's been quite a ride.
And well, that's what's fun, because Matthew has been the president of the drama club this year and really got things going. And taken us to see a bunch of shows. As a matter of fact, next weekend we're going to take the drama club down to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. What are we
going
to see, Matt?
So we are actually going down to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival to see The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde.
Yeah. Wow. Now, have you been to Shakespeare before?
Have I been in or been to a Shakespeare?
Been to it?
I've been to it once. I watched Othello back in 2018.
What was the experience like there? That place is pretty amazing.
So the Oregon Shakespeare Festival is incredible. I remember that was one of the first shows I went and saw myself personally. And it was an experience. The actors were fantastic. The scene direction that they did for the whole thing was awesome. It was incredible. It was definitely one of the best shows I've ever watched.
All right, and Professor, let's meet our other students.
Well,
director.
We also have Beth Sanderlin here, and Beth has also been directing. And Beth, tell us a little bit about the Ren Fair that's going to be on Saturday before Spamalot.
So the Ren Fair starts at 1, and it goes all the way until 7. And it's just going to be a lot of fun, a lot of people dressing up, doing medieval games. It's going to be really exciting.
Get you in the mood for that. How's it been directing with Matthew, the show?
Well, it's been fun. Mm-hmm. All right. Everyone's having a great time. This has been the most fun I've had all year, honestly, with directing and choreographing scenes. And I love seeing how everything just ties really well together and seeing the magic come alive.
How long have you been at UCC?
I've only been there for 1 year. I just finished my first year.
Which is exciting for me because there's so many returning students that are involved in theater.
Where'd you go to high school at?
I went to high school at RHS.
And did you do theater there?
I performed in 13 the musical, and that was my only theater experience there. And I realized how much fun that was, being one of the fun little dancing characters, and I wanted to see if I could do that in UCC.
So what do you like so far about doing this here in the summer?
Well, it gives me something to do during the time, and I get to make super awesome friends.
And you're doing a great job with the comedy. Talk a little bit about being a goofball in the show.
Well, I'm already a goofball as it is, so it's just like shining my personality a little bit. But I will say it is a little tricky, but you know, you just kind of have to put on like a little character and just, you know, have fun with it.
That's right.
What's it like acting outside versus inside?
Oh, well,
that's a great question.
That is a great question. It depends on how stuffy, because when you're acting inside, it's fine when you have AC, but it gets a little heavy with the heat when there's more than one person in that room.
That's right. The audience is in the shade for Spamalot, but the cast is in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
So they get to get a little warmed up, to say the least.
And you've got other elements that you really can't control, like birds flying overhead.
Oh, sure.
You know, there's other things that can take place outside or you just can't control.
Oh, well, that's part of the education of theater. They just have to run with it. And Spamalot, the musical, is a great way to do that because Spamalot is just funny and silly. And Matthew has one of the funniest songs in the show, as a matter of fact. He's a comedian at heart. But, yeah.
Well, I just to kind of hone in on that, I think being outside is going to be quite fun for us because a part of the show is the comedy aspect, and I think something going not terribly wrong, but kind of, you know, something small happening during the show while we're outside will be a fun thing for us, because it'll be easy for us to kind of keep our beat in the music and everything and just kind of have fun with it.
And let's see, what's you're just doing this 1 week. Why that?
1 weekend. Well, the great thing about the amphitheater is that it holds a whole bunch of people. And it's fun when a whole bunch of people come together. And we pay royalties for the show. So if we do it for 1 weekend, it saves the college money. And it's a great experience for them to be out there, because I'm always saying bigger. Am I not, Abigail?
You sure are. You always say, I want it.
That's right, because when you're acting outside for a huge crowd of people, you really have to sell it. And that's why I love doing the summer theater outside. It's a fun time for everybody. The students get to act as large as they can, and Spamalot, the musical, lends itself to that. So please don't miss Spamalot. Make sure you come down and see it and have a great time 3 weeks from now.
And let's see here. Are you guys, well, let's see. You already sort of mentioned it. What about things you are planning for this fall?
Well, this fall, we're going to be back on campus with our improv team. So we have a lot of fun with the improv team. And we're going to be working up a play next year called Almost Maine. And that is a bunch of scenes. And we're going to incorporate the Umpqua singers. So the scene changes will have music. So it'll be a Umpqua singer concert and a theater romance comedy at the same time. So that'll be coming up next year. So great things are happening at UCC. I've been having such a fun time. I'm starting my fourth year there myself as the theater teacher. And it's been so fun to reboot the theater program at UCC. And I just wanted to give a big shout out and thank you to all the people that are making that possible. We've had a lot of people donate their time and energy and money to making UCC theater bounce back. And I look forward to seeing everybody there this summer on the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th.
All right, perfect. And again, admission is $15. You can go online or do that at the door, right?
Cash at the door or online, and get ready to have a fun time seeing a fun show.
All right, guys, thanks for coming in.
Bring the kids. Thank See you then. Thanks.
All right, back with more in a moment. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1247 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQE. And on tomorrow's program, Karma Mornerich, Executive Director of the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation, will talk about the grant awards they did yesterday afternoon. Well, we're talking about theater today, and part two is Umpqua Actors Community Theater, their summer musical, Anastasia. Shana Pelkey is in this afternoon. Is it Shana or Shana?
Shauna.
Well, it's Shauna. Okay. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So, talk about the summer musical. How long have you been involved with UACT?
So I've been involved with UACT since SpongeBob, about 3 years ago. My daughter really wanted to audition, and so I took her out there, and I had a coworker that was out there with me, with her, his daughter, and he asked me if I was auditioning, and I said, oh no, I'm not auditioning. And I said, it's always been on my bucket list to audition, but never actually like wanted to be in anything, but just audition. And he's like, well, what if you audition and get in with your daughter and we could be in there with our daughters, and how amazing would that be? And I'm like, whatever. So I auditioned and I did get in. It was pretty funny. The assistant director called and asked if I would be in it as ensemble, and I said, well, did my daughter get in? And he said, yes. I said, okay. I said, but is there a lot of dancing involved? Because I don't know if you noticed, but I was terrible. And we laughed, and he's like, it's fine, we'll work to everybody's strengths. So yeah, since then I've been involved, and since then I've joined the board and been on the board for about 3 years.
Wow, so you're full into this.
Yeah, it's been great. I've loved it.
So talk about Anastasia, sort of kind of paint the picture of what the production is all about.
So it is the first drama musical that UACT has done as the summer musical. It's a really beautiful tale. It is not, unfortunately, it's not the Disney version. There is no bat. But it's got beautiful music. It's a beautiful tale. We have a cast of about 36 people.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a great group, though. It's amazing.
And how long have you guys been rehearsing?
We have been rehearsing since mid-April. Mid to end of April.
So, I mean, that's a lot of time commitment, and you've probably got a rest of your life to integrate in with this as well. How's that been?
It's a lot. It's definitely a commitment. A lot of people, I know for me for sure, when we tried out for the first time and we got into SpongeBob, it was a little bit of a sticker shock. It's a much bigger commitment than you think it is when you first sign up. And it runs until, we open July 24th and run through August 3rd. So you're committing pretty much your entire summer once you get cast.
And of course, this will be in Jacoby Auditorium, not at UACT and West Harvard. And that gives you a whole sort of visual, a lot bigger space, first of all, but just sort of a different canvas to paint from.
It is. And I believe, if I remember correctly, it's one of the biggest stages in Southern Oregon.
Right. I mean, around 1,000 people out in the audience and a lot of room on the stage as well. What has been the biggest challenge for you being an assistant director? Is that a new thing for you?
It's new for something this big. I've been an assistant director a couple times for some of the productions at UACT. This one's much bigger with a much bigger cast. So it's just juggling all of the cast members trying to figure out where exactly I can be the most helpful.
And so then is it kind of, what's the role of an assistant director?
I spend a lot of time conversing with the director. We share notes, taking a lot of notes for her, just basically helping out in any way that I can, anything that she asks me to do.
And with all those people, and I'm guessing a pretty big age range?
Actually, this one is one of our first musicals that we have very few younger cast members. So we do range. We have a couple younger. We have just a very small handful of about 14 and 15 year olds, but the majority of our cast is over 18 this time.
And were you familiar with Anastasia already?
Just the Disney version.
So now I have to say, if I've seen the Disney version, I don't remember it, but how long has that been out?
The Disney version?
Yeah.
Oh, 20 plus years probably.
So I probably did see it when I had younger kids. What can you tell us about it what do you find most interesting about it?
It's just a great tale of hope. It's this story of a girl who's trying to find where she belongs and her resilience and just this belief that there could still be something good out of this tragedy that happened in Russia.
And of course, it goes back to the 1920s, right?
Correct, yeah.
So let's see here. What else should people know about the production? Now, which nights of the week, when's it being performed?
So it's being performed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the show starts on the 24th of July and runs through August 3rd. It's 7 o'clock Monday through Saturday. I'm sorry, Thursday through Saturday. And Sundays are our matinees at 2.
And once you get done with this, what do you do next besides take a very long nap, possibly?
I'll be taking a little bit of a break until probably close to the first of the year. But the next show up at UACT is going to be Picasso. Oh, I'm going to say it wrong. It's the story of Picasso and Einstein, I believe, and they've already cast and they're in rehearsals, and that will be running in September. And then the next show after that is actually going to be a fundraiser show for our students that are going to New York. And that's going to be in October, and it's called Snapped.
So if you back up a few years, what if you hadn't had a kid who wanted to be in the production and you wouldn't have ever gone?
I probably would not be involved. Honestly, I have always enjoyed going to UACT. I've gone for several years actually watching the shows and loved it and loved going to the productions. But it was definitely her getting me into a show that propelled me to take the next step.
And is your child still interested?
Yes, absolutely. She is actually the student director, and she has been at all the rehearsals. She actually got to direct a scene, which is very exciting for her, and it's been a great experience.
All right. Again, that's coming up July 24th through August 3rd at Jacoby Auditorium with Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Shauna Pelkey, the assistant director, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.